Question. Gostring asks, the future maps of the world or the US are based on the visions of some prophetic individuals. Are they close to the possible future, and if so, how is it possible for them to do so? Probably not with the help of blue or light beings, because there's no interaction between the third and fourth dimension beings. Then, with the help of aliens? If so, some races know what would happen to the Earth long time ago with some accuracy. Gostring, the conduct of colony developing humanoids is cataloged for billions of years. Many races started exactly the same way as you. Most things you do are almost a repetitive process of what has happened before with other colonies. Almost everything is repeated in cycles very similar. When a spirit embodied in earlier to help the planet in some way, are called cultural pioneers, they are volunteers in the evolutionary process of colony humanoids. There are special departments for volunteers in the fourth dimension. For them to be more advanced, they embody with brain functions much more liberated than the average of the society which will take part. These are the great physicists, philosophers, inventors, alchemists and prophets, because they already know this information from several other similar experiences in previous missions. This knowledge and information flow easily when they come to encounter the same challenges. Things get out of the normal course only when there is some kind of outside interference unscheduled, as the association of reptilians with your governments. This can interfere irremediably in the history of the colony. Unfortunately, nothing can be done about that, because they had the special invitation of your major governments and churches to attend the world as official guests. We are all here to minimize these consequences, and if necessary, intervene with the reptilian TMS case things go out of control. Question. Mythi, about the transfer portals, this allow any race to come to any kind of speculation? No one have control of it? It's open doors? I think I already answered that. But see, here on your planet, when an airplane makes a route with stops at airports, have to do a flight plan and communicate the one who controls your airspace, right? With the portals work the same way. The ships have to have a permission pass to travel on that particular branch of portals. When the travel plan is communicated to the control, the code of the ship will have free access to corresponding portals for the duration of the mission reported. The higher the number the portal, it supports more simultaneous traffic, for example, the System 2222 Intergalactic, or the 222 regional support less traffic than the channel above, 33 hours 33 minutes or 333, so on. All ships circulating are registered. If anything happens, it is easy to identify the perpetrator. Some ships are able to cheat the system, sometimes with fake codes, but end up being detected and confiscated with stolen cargo. There are complexes of hospitals jail for attempting to recover these individuals of questionable character. Question. Furling asks, does the Community Galactica have a protected planets treaty to protect other planets from invasion? If yes, is the Earth included? See Furling, the Community Galactica is a board of planets and their societies. It is always one for all and all for one, with respect to defense. When a problem exists in any colony that is impossible to be solved by itself, the Community Galactica can count on all fleets of planets available in the region to support that company with problems. The power of response is very strong. The Earth, when to become part of the Council, will be included in this network of protection common to all societies approved. Currently, Earth is with a level of protection colonial. A colony is under development, which may or may not succeed. There are some societies more directly involved in protecting the colonies, as most of those already cited by me on our conversations, but any advanced humanoid society that detect problems with any colony has a duty to intervene immediately in the protection of this colony, registered or not. Do not worry about the invasion of your planet, we are here following the daily events. Question. Furling asks, what do you mean by Europe is get down? Is Europe sinking? Could you explain what you mean? Thanks. Furling, does not is sinking, Europe is loosening the edges of their tectonic plates. The tectonic plates are readjusting worldwide, all the old volcanoes are coming back into activity, and this will be accompanied by earthquakes and tsunamis. It's no good, I would not say what will happen, at least it helps you understand their urgency to be aware that the world is definitely changing. You have to try to raise your personal frequencies all your days, with everyone around you. Make sure you're moving to an age much better for your future generations. Question, Cody asks, in other meetings you said, after we die, we await reincarnation. I was wondering, the families that we grow up with eternal, like in our next life we have the same brothers or sisters but just different looking? Cody, when you disembody, and is in the fourth dimension you will see that has already lived with far more people than ever imagined. You can choose people that are more forthcoming if there is the possibility of incarnation, in that particular family branch. But do not worry about it, you'll remember many fathers, mothers, partners and brothers who have already had. Question, Mate DB asks, one thing very weird to me is that most of the so-called messages from Pleiadians in our media say that the upcoming transition is interdimensional. But your major point is that there's no interdimensional transition in Earth only but to just an advanced, harmonious 3D Earth with higher frequency. Which one is right? Because I have heard so much about the interdimensional interaction, but you was very straightforward about the absence of interdimensional interaction? Question mark, DB okay, I understand your point. First of all, our friends from Pleiades do not know anything about contacts with the terrains presently. See, it's very easy to talk about interdimensional interactions even when activated your brains enough to develop telepathy between yourselves. You go through a lot of development still to think of any such interaction. Currently, my race can move the mind when concentrated to levels that are among the known dimensions, buffer zones of interaction that allow external observation, absolutely real and interactive. Hence a few more generations, you can develop those skills inherent in your brain enhancement. Those who speak to you in interdimensional interactions presently are conceptually wrong about the information in your current state of evolution. Question, U4s asks, Mythi, can you explain the mysteries of the Bermuda Triangle? Is it a portal? Why is that any kind of navigation, boats, airplane, etc., that passes through there and sometimes disappears? I heard that happened in two other places in the world. U4s, the planet Earth, as most of the planets, has some areas that interact with tangential forces resulting from the balance of the system with respect to all interactions of forces of the galaxy where it is supported. These are points of high conductivity channeled to the planet's core. Imagine this point as rings, where you hold ropes supporting a weight at a given position relative and maintaining a certain movement, seemingly floating in space. Your so-called Bermuda Triangle is one of those rings. Sometimes they form vortex of energy that interact randomly, about objects and instruments. These vortexes sometimes interact with the temporal field, that is the field of time-space interaction that involves all the planets and keeps your vibrational frequencies stable. This can cause timing failures or hallways without definite relation of time and space, which can affect aircraft and ships for an indefinite period, depending on the intensity and duration of failures. Does not our supernatural phenomena are just physical phenomena? Question, U4s asks, my wife saw the meeting, where you explained some of the different types of aliens, including a video of a dead alien laying on the snow in Russia. Today, videos and information came out saying that some students admitted it was hoax. What's your opinion on that? See, U4s, we know that race from Orion. But, imagine for a moment that the Russian government and its scientists publicly admit an alien who was killed in a disaster from spacecraft. What this would generate in terms from media coverage, requesting the real facts, charging for answers, need for exposure of the ship involved, etc. The denial of this case is even understandable. Now, to say that some students have made the alien, using a chicken? Only if it were a new breed of chicken coming from a galaxy far away. Right? Question, Ipionic asks, Mythi, What are the Aofaflia big things near our sun that can be seen in a lot of videos from NASA's SOHO camera? Ionic. Several large ships when they are in your solar system, remain close to the sun to cause the least possible impact on the equilibrium orbit of the planets. They tend to stay near the apex or foot support of the system because it is most static point of the set. Ships are very large, some larger than your own sun. You will be impressed with the size of these machines when you can travel through your solar system and outer space. Therefore, you can be absolutely certain that through these pictures you are looking for real big spacecrafts. Question, Moose asks, you state in earlier meetings that the reptilians are building or have bases on Mars for the elite ... and you also stated that we are not permitted to inhabit other bodies but we are not yet a part of Community Galactica ... so if the reptilians take or assist some humans there, Mars or any other body, they and the elite who go will be breaking Galactica rules, am I right? What will be done if this happen? And if we do make it into the Community Galactica with the other humanoid communities, will we be able to detach ourselves from these reptilians? See Moose, the reptilians are here as guests of your government. In return, your governments are being invited of them in the lunar and Martian bases. It's a simple bilateral agreement. They are not breaking the rules because your leaders are admitting their presence of free and spontaneous will. Your current governments will not have much time in this new era of the planet, so these plans reptilians do not have much chance to give good results for them. When they are properly represented on the council, you may or may not accept reptilian presence on your planet. Video 36, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A. Video 36, A. May 16, 2011. Question. Skyfox asks, this is about Dr. Richard Spoiland's interview about two galactic meetings with our governments. Is it true? I really do not know who this person is. If he intermediated some contact with aliens from your governments, would certainly be reptilians and greys. They are the only aliens in association with your governments. Question, Skyfox asks, when is Earth going to be a member of the Community Galactica and who will finally represent us? Is Dr. Boylan a sufficient representative of human race to the community? Skyfox, when the time comes for you to be part of the council in the Community Galactica, your leader will not only be appointed, will be analyzed also in his aura, his character and his ability to manage the community. He will not be randomly chosen as leaders today. He will have to be approved by a council to be established here on your planet, which will also include representatives of societies who assisted in the development process in this colony, such as Pleiadians, Aldebarans, Andromedans, Arcturians, among others. No human will simply call itself representative of the planet without the consent of this council earthling. Question, Andrew asks, I was wondering what race the alien being was that was taken by Apollo 20 on the moon. They called her Mona Lisa. Andrew, reportedly, the ships explored in the Your Moon, at the time was a great ship Pleiadian very old, and one of his small craft of support of which was removed a body of a pilot. Apparently by the clothes and hair, she belonged to an ancient culture that gave rise to race Etonian of Andromeda. She was part of the crew of a ship of the Pleiades. These two societies worked together a lot back then. This was an ancient race of humanoids from Andromeda 1.5 billion years ago, now subdivided into dozens of other advanced races of humanoids ethnically the same type that you. It was the race that began subsequently the ancient Saxas civilization on your planet. Question, Boaborn asks, Mithy, you made mention of the deception of the explosion of two buildings by our government in Meeting 32, and I know you meant the World Trade Center in New York City on September 11, 2001. Do you know what weapon or technique was used to turn these huge buildings all to fine dust? Was it a scalar weapon and or a torsion wave interference device? Would this explain the cars and trucks with the melted engine block half a mile from these destroyed buildings? Bauerborn, that was a detonation of explosives placed in advance in synchronism downward for the premeditated demolition of those buildings. The planes used were controlled remotely, apparently with the engines off, and we believe they may have been guided by reptilians' ships that hovered overhead at the time, since strong energy tractor beams were detected in the area at the time of the accident. We just cannot prove this. That was another false flag to the people of that country. Did not realize the real intentions of the government, justifying the appropriation of resources of the country they wanted to loot. Question, Bilt asks, Mithy, has the forecasted events for this year changed? I live in the west coast of USA. When will major Earth movements be occurring this year? Does alignment with Comet Tilnin coincide with these events? Bilt, we are monitoring the events, but your area does not have good prospects in the short term. A great event can happen until October. See, tectonic movements are extremely difficult of predict because there are many variables involved. According to the greater probability geological, the event must start between Asia and the Australian plate, pushing the Pacific plate below the continental plate of North America. When you have news of events across the Pacific, should leave the west coast as quickly as possible. Question, some mates ask, many visions of UFOs which seem to spawn other UFOs in various parts of the world, as shown in this film made from two different angles of a city, one against, and the other in favor of the sun. What are they and how they do it without changing its physical size? Mates, the unit that you are seeing is a regular transfer unit. It is sent to the location of operation of a set of probes, and these are transferred by teleportation from mothership deposit to the inside of this unit, and that frees them in the sequence. It is the normal process of release of larger probes. Smaller probes can be released directly by service spacecrafts. Does not is duplication of material, is simply a remote exit door. Question, Mate Elizabeth asks, about the radiation. What can be done about it? When the Earth self-cleans, will it clean itself of the radiation as well? Or is it going to be a much bigger problem than that? Do you know how the radiation will spread? Is it really as bad as some of us fear it might be? Elizabeth, the radiation of dozens of nuclear plants that you keep, will be absorbed by the planet in this change era. Some decontamination steps remaining in some areas are left to the Pleiadians. They have great techniques for neutralizing residual radioactivity. Both the oil and dirty atomic energy will be a thing from the past in this new stage of the planet. Question, Cindy asks, Mithy, you mentioned in an earlier video that the people we considered to be affected with Down syndrome are actually a different breed of humanoids we share Earth with. Are dwarfs and midgets different breeds too? Cindy, only the Dawns are from a specific planet of humanoids in early development. Other cases are genetic anomalies generated mostly by environmental aggressors during the formation of the fetus. In some cases, an entire society can be affected by the same agent and start generating all individuals with the same feature, as happened in races of pygmies found on your planet. A few Asian pygmy breeds are the result of hybridization by an ancient race of one type of greys many millennia ago. Question, Demetrius asks, Mithy, many scientists say that there is no soul and all mind states and cognition are brain function. Is this true? Demetrius, for them it is a fact, and for you? Some scientists and some of your physicians become skeptical and come to believe only in the matter as an explanation for life. The non-living matter is an inert mass. The meaning of evolution is exactly the accumulation of knowledge and experience of intelligent beings. It's insane to imagine that there is no a spirit in every living being who builds and improves on the acquired knowledge. But a society has to admit their differences. When these skeptics are about to die, surely they will change their doctrine for fear of becoming just dust. Question, Demetrius asks, some scientists says that consciousness and cognition can be explained with neuron firings models, but others says that quantum phenomena occurs in our brain and we cannot understand consciousness without them. Is that true? Demetrius, the brain is an organ managed by the cosmic energy that is received by the soul's presence in the physical body. All living beings with collective souls or individual souls, they receive the energy and synchronism that are processed by this fantastic quantum biological machine. You can make a supercomputer think and solve situations, including programming logic and reason in biomechanical creations, but they will never be living. The soul is really the only part from your being that carries the life with her. Question. Demetrius asks, some philosophers and scientists say that free will is an illusion. They say all events in universe are deterministic. Others say that there is indeterminism and chaos in universe, but we cannot intervene anyway and choose things. Finally, others say that simply we cannot understand yet how free will works. Is your civilization dealing with questions like these? Do you have answers for this issue? Demetrius, there are predefined lines of development for developing societies, but the free will of individuals is what regulates this development. In a consumer society like yours, you have to follow a stream of life to be considered a viable member or a piece of gear with almost no self-identity. Identity is imposed on you. But in a harmonic development of society, you can use your free will to be yourself. Nobody enforces rules of life in our societies. The free will of human beings with greater power to understanding lead to the creation of harmonious social whole. Everyone is well aware of what is best for each, and everyone is aware of what is best for your next. It generates understanding and social welfare. Question. Wayne asks, after 34 videos I am more confused than ever. How long have we been around? Not humanoids, but regular humans like us, or what we think is normal. Why are the poor people who either are born that way or just want to live off the hard work of others? What if a person kills himself by jumping off a building? Do they come back? I have been told I am a people person and I do my best trying to help others. However, too many people are losers. Like all that will not like me for saying that. Wayne, you are as human as long as you were created. Does not is a vague answer, is the real answer. Here on Earth there are spirits who come for thousands of years been developing, and spirits born a few generations ago. Ignorance and lack of perspective leads poor ethnic groups to generate a lot alike, and this brings to the planet series of beings in early development. A spirit more experienced must be born in an environment compatible to its stage of development to continue to grow. Others need to have embodied their initial experiences, even bad, to begin a process of development. That does not mean that we're not good in other lives, often means that had no previous life. It would be up to society and better to assist the less fortunate. If not, the society will take this burden on your development, because you will get those beings in the form of children to treat them during their slow integration. As this is a very specific time, these beings will be sent to those planets where they have a better chance of development, along with 90% of your current population that have not reached the level of understanding to stay in this new era. I hope you understand the answer. Question. Judy asks, the Christian Bible is widely believed to be from the Word of God. Is it really as many others believe to be an ET race's attempt to control with some wisdom thrown in to confuse and control the masses? Judy, your Bible, among other scriptures from other ethnic groups, all contain very similar concepts, is the result from romanticizing texts left by descendants of the original races from outside the earth as guides for these races, seeded this new colony. These writings were passed down from generations to generations by millennia, each society adapting to their reality and morality. Your zodiac has always been adapted to mean deity, and this concept is used until today by your religion. Say that a word spoken in a just society is the word of God, that is, societies have created their own sense of justice and divinity. Nothing was written or dictated by a god, but a conclusion developed by their own sons, the small bits of him. Video 37, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda. A Video 37, A May 18, 2011. Question. Judy asks, Mythi, is there a special significance to your name? The word myth to us connotates a story that is not necessarily true. Judy, this is the set of sounds that comes closest to my name in your language. If it is pronounced in Arabic, French or Chinese should be written very differently. Actually, this name is only one pronunciation, has no specific meaning. The song of my complete name in English pronounces is, Mythi Sikfefix, really means nothing for you. Question, Carlo asks, I would like to ask you if there is an end to the universe, size-wise like a great barrier. If so, have you been there, and what is after the great barrier? Carlo, the universe really is great, but there is no great barrier to which you refer. To make it easier to understand, imagine being inside a huge sphere, invisible, very big, and you extremely small. The more you walk by billions of years, you would hopefully return to the same place you left again, or if you deviate a little on that route, would never find the starting point again. I know it's hard to imagine. Therefore, only moving around the inner surface of the ball, if you try at measuring or exploring the immense internal volume, it will take trillions of years and even then possibly could not. To give you a vague idea, all the galactic communities as we know it must cover less than a millionth of volume of that hypothetical sphere. I hope to give an idea capable of imagination. Question, Streamin asks, Mithy, what we should do when or if a fake ET attack is staged by Govan? Question mark, I hear this will happen September 9th after disclosure, which will put world on fear and allow control of Govan. Thanks, Streamin. If such a thing happens and there are reptilians ships participating, we will certainly interfere with this action and expel their ships of your planet. If some kind of holographic deceit of your government, it is up to you to discover the deception, because we cannot interfere with the actions of your own society. Are the rules, your society has to mature alone to achieve the expected level, without external interference. Question, Robin asks, what really happens about the explosive event in Tunguska, Siberia year 1908? Natural phenomenon? Alien intervention stopping some sort of galactic objects from destroying the Earth? Robin, the explosion in this area in 1908 was caused by a small meteorite composed of antimatter natural, coming from the outer region of the galaxy. They are very rare because they neutralize any matter they encounter on their route, but this little meteorite got in tangentially over Europe, where almost all neutralizing in your atmosphere, that's left of him, was neutralized, so touched the ground in this region, uninhabited by luck. Question, Dave asks, how are you able to communicate with CB? How is CB able to show you pictures or video? Can I communicate you, Mithy? Dave, I approached him randomly. I was meeting the region, and felt in his presence. He was a mature and balanced person. I began a conversation and I was sure we could exchange information. Since I am an expert in behavior, my curiosity led me to this contact with someone in your society. He is a very intelligent person for the observed patterns, and was easy to keep a good contact. He sometimes back images and movies in one of your small mobile processors for me to analyze. At this current stage, we communicate also by means of a device that gave him, with which also transmitted images mentally get through it. I'm doing this story on your society for my records. It is not in any way an official relationship between our races. I should not be doing this research, but, as I have permission of my fellow crew because we are old friends, I took the initiative. I have no reason to get in touch with anyone else, and nor will I, because I'm in debt myself, for that my academic initiative that was not properly authorized. Because these contacts pose no risk or commitment to our mission, I'm not doing anything that interferes with our purpose. But anyway, I take responsibility for my actions if requested. Question, Buddy asks, Mithy, what happens with the souls of suicides? Are they going to the fourth dimensions too, or why suicide is forbidden from the religions? Why people cannot decide by themselves how long want to live? Buddy, suicide is not a decision of the inherent human being, is the result of a degeneration of a great state of stress that creates the sensation of utter inability to solve problems that have become monstrous enough to overcome the natural instinct of survival. It's how you apply too much voltage to a small bulb and it burned for not supporting the load. Your elitist and consumerist society, which raises many expectations, that when not realized, generating the despair of being somehow put aside of it. Your expectations match of affection and commitment among your couples, it also generates the same kind of anxiety and expectation that, when frustrated, can lead to despair and a high degree of stress. An attitude of suicide means weakness of balance, will lead you to fall to levels much lower your individual degree of frequency, leading to having to return in less advanced societies or down one step, so that, when get back to this point you is more balanced to withstand these troubles and the move on. Question, Fathizn asks, you mentioned that there are spaceships larger than our sun.